Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Henry McMaster, our erstwhile governor, is pretending that he has not received hundreds of your phone calls asking him to please do what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida, partnered with Trump. Trump has deputized his state officers, so Highway Patrol, wildlife officers, everybody who's a state officer, as well as multiple sheriffs and police departments as federal immigration agents. Now they're removing illegals. Can't do that right now in South Carolina, because if you're not deputized, if you're not federal, you don't have jurisdiction. Very easy. We can fix that right now. Henry McMaster is pretending you haven't called him hundreds of times. You have. I've got your requests for his phone number. And I told the governor, I said, listen, the problem here is because illegals can't operate in Florida anymore. They can't even drive a car. Folks, in Florida now, you get pulled over. Just pulled over. Odds are you go right to ICE because they can deport you now. It's fantastic. DeSantis, at the moment, he's already done that. He did that in February. He is getting his National Guard, attorneys in the National Guard, deputized as judges so they can act as immigration judges too. Bam, out the door. Bye-bye. Henry's playing golf and doing ribbon cuttings and pretending you haven't called. And that's a damn shame. It's a damn shame for this poor woman who was murdered in Lancaster County. And look, I said, Governor, they're going to flee up here because they can't operate in Florida anymore. What are you going to do? They're going to be killing us every week. And it's already beginning. I predicted it. Here we go. It's not going to be a twice a year. I think it's going to be every week. Every dang gang in the state's going to come here. And you go sit there, play golf, pretend it's not going on. Is that your plan, Governor? I'm going to call you out every week. This is your fault. I'm telling you, they wouldn't do this in Florida. And now we're finding out it's even worse than we thought. From the Rock Hill Herald, court hearing details evidence against suspects in innocent woman's killing. Three teenagers, illegal immigrants from Honduras, plotted with three men, also illegal immigrants from Honduras, to shoot an innocent South Carolina woman on May 2nd in a robbery. They were looking to shoot someone. Come on, folks. You know what this is. This is a gang initiation. Lawyers for two of the illegals said they were, coerced and threatened by a 21-year-old shooter who was the ringleader of the crime spree, and raised questions about the involvement of the teens during the court hearing. They planned it. This wasn't a, hey, she looks good, let's rob her. They planned to shoot her. Come on, this is a gang initiation. The plan included robbing someone in a car, dumping it to hide the fingerprints. You listening, Governor? Police and prosecutors said in juvenile court right here in South Carolina on Tuesday, prosecutors want to try the three ages 13, 14, and 15 on murder charges as adults, along with three adults. Too late. She's dead. Larisha Sherelle Thompson didn't have to die, Governor. Didn't have to die. Meanwhile, in Florida, they're running out of criminals to catch. In other words, illegals with criminal backgrounds. So now they have to be happy with just running up whoever they find in traffic. You do that, You make it so they can't drive a car in Florida anymore. They cannot operate. They cannot work. They cannot do their little gang things. They cannot plot the next murder of a South Carolinian, and they will flee. It's so simple. I don't believe I have to explain this every day, but apparently I do. They're running joint task forces there. Here, I'll play this because I just love it. It makes me happy. We, folks, this is what Trump needs from these governors, okay? This is on the Florida Highway Patrol, and you're going to hear from a guy who said, we love it. Before, we could not round up illegals because we didn't have jurisdiction. Now we can.
Imagine being out there and being told, no, you're not allowed to participate or help in fighting illegal immigration. And now they've been empowered to do it.
So it's a brand new day for law enforcement in cracking down on illegal migrants. Now Fox News gets an exclusive ride-along with the Florida Highway Patrol troopers going on hot pursuit under very dangerous conditions.
Well, immigration enforcement on the road is a new power for the state of Florida. In a matter of seconds, we saw how a routine traffic stop had Highway Patrol jumping into action.
We got one runner across. Northbound, northbound.
A man ran from the Florida Highway Patrol after being pulled over for a traffic violation. When his legal status was questioned, he took off.
Come on out! Get out here right now! I see your hands! Come on out!
He was caught hiding in a nearby neighborhood shed. He was previously convicted for unlawful possession of a firearm and assaulting an officer, according to Border Patrol. For the first time, Florida troopers have the ability to question a person's immigration status on the side of the road. That wasn't always the case.
Every day, Florida Highway Patrol troopers would interact with people that were most likely here unlawfully, and there was nothing that we could do as state law enforcement officers.
Now, FHP is the only state agency in the nation trained and acting in partnership with federal immigration agents under what is known as the 287G agreement, and Fox News is the first to see it in action.
The van and trailer was originally pulled over for speeding, but Florida Highway Patrol officers say all 11 passengers are undocumented and now being detained.
Before the sun was even up, troopers had a total of 30 people in custody.
That's just here on a small stretch of highway in Hillsborough County, Tampa, Florida.
And although the operation could have...
You got to see this picture. This is from yesterday. I've never seen anything like this. They had to bring out basically a paddy wagon because at least 24 people have been arrested. They were arrested in the villages. They started picking up construction landscaping crews. They're still in their fluorescent orange and yellow jackets. They went to work in, and they're in the back of the paddy wagon being hauled off. Yeah, deputized Florida officers. Fantastic. We could do it here. Hey. You want to call the governor again today? Why not? I just like it. It's just so much fun. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you already have. Let's keep it up. I know that from the request. Text keyword gov to the text line 800-905-0989. Ask him why he has not done this like DeSantis did back in February. Let's keep asking him so another woman doesn't have to die because a bunch of kids think it'd be cool to plot to kill her. Folks, you know that was a gang initiation. Why else would they do that? She was 40. She's dead now. You hear me, Governor? It's going to be another one next week. We're doing this again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It was a time when everybody smoked. And it was the most normal, natural thing in the world. Made sense to everybody. Yeah, for this generation of cigarette, they'll look at you like you're crazy. What? That'll kill you. Then put that away. Well, someday it'll be that way with things like fluoride and things like plastic. That time is coming. It's getting here faster and faster every day now that the truth about these things is getting out, particularly microplastics and how very dangerous that they are. Forever chemicals, hormone blockers. You want to wrap your kids' food in that? No, you don't. You can replace a lot of it in your house cheaply by just going and getting large-sized ball glass jars. They actually keep the food fresher, and they're less dangerous. And this is the beginning of the end of that. A day is coming where we'll look back and go, oh, my God, can you believe they used to keep food in plastic? I know, right? Yeah, they used to heat it up in plastic. I know, microwave, dinners, they heated it up. Can you imagine? Class action lawsuit is accusing Ziploc of deception by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly. Yeah, just go ahead, throw it in the Ziploc, put it in the freezer, and have those fresh strawberries with a heaping helping of polyethylene and polypropylene. Because guess what? When you put the bags under extreme temperatures, either freezing or warm, you get microplastics. They cross the brain-blood barrier. They stay there, as do the forever chemicals. We know these things now. Class action lawsuits accusing Ziploc's parent company of misleading consumers by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly. Do not put them in the freezer unless you want a side of microplastics stuck pretty much forever in your body. The idea is that while these bags can be put in a freezer or microwave, they're not safe and the company knew it. Do you remember the tobacco trials? I remember not the trials themselves, but the fallout of it from when I was a kid. And it was just the shock of finding out that loss of American innocence that this whole time those tobacco companies had known how deadly that product was marketed anyway. That's where this is going. There's another one, by the way, being run right now out of Texas by the Attorney General, Republican Ken Paxton, against folks who use fluoride, particularly in toothpaste. There's another class action lawsuit against the toothpaste makers because the dose on the toothpaste of fluoride is toxic for kids and has now been shown to reduce IQ. Never mind, cause neurological defects that basically manifest to look like ADHD. By the way, those lawsuits have all started, and the reason for that is because the FDA just finally published a study basically saying, acknowledging, yeah, fluoride is toxic, causes cancer. Does neurological damage, decreases IQ in children. Well, how much? Oh, you mean the amount being recommended for use by the toothpaste makers? Folks, this is coming too. The toothpaste makers, you're going to watch them go belly up like the tobacco companies. There's going to be massive lawsuits, massive class action. And a time is coming in a few years as well when people will look, I don't know if it's going to be a decade, 5 years, seven, I don't know. People look back and go, oh my gosh, can you believe we used to brush our teeth with fluoride? I know. It'll be thought of as brushing your teeth with lead. Like, wow, I know, people used to do that. It's crazy. I know, and they were putting their food in plastic. Nuts, right? Why would anyone do that? It'll be the same as smoking is today. You're just seeing the beginning of it, and a lot of that's come in. Been ushered in by Trump and RFK, just finally getting the recognition of these things. By the way, and getting it out of the water, too. In fact, the FDA just pulled approval for prescription fluoride treatments. They actually had those for children who live in areas without fluoridated water, as if you need to drink some more or something. So interesting. I have been 7 months now fluoride free. I don't have it in my toothpaste. And it's interesting because I went to the dentist not too long ago and I deliberately did not tell them that I did that. Like, I'm not using fluoride anymore, haven't in a while. And just to see if they would notice anything or say something or, you know, hey, your teeth are rotting out of your head. What's up with that? But I didn't get any of that. He didn't notice. So One of the mistakes I made in the beginning, I used a brand called Tom's. I don't mean to diss a brand on the air, but it did not work. If you start there looking for a fluoride-free toothpaste, you will end up with really bad breath by the end of week one. They have not figured the formula out. But there are several other brands on Amazon. They work great. So now I've got the kids on them. I feel like I wanted to try it myself first to make sure it was okay. And yeah, you can be just fine without fluoride. So all of this is getting ready to change. We're already having major manufacturers pledge to take the synthetic food dyes out. We're going to have a much healthier generation. You know what else is going to disappear? ADHD. Yeah, it's neurological damage from the fluoride, the dyes, and probably the forever chemicals. And again, we have over 10,000, this is incredible, 10,000 chemicals put in our food and drinks by the food and beverage industry that are banned. In Canada, they're banned in Europe, banned in most of the modern Western world, but not here. And, you know, it's funny because I had this, where did I have this article in here? It was about attention spans, and Tony Dale gave it to me with Common Sense Retirement Planning. I thought I was going to do it today with this segment. It was about modern attention spans and how, you know, YouTube video length went from like, you know, shorter, people can't watch, people can't, you know, why can't people pay attention? Because of all this stuff. Because it's in their food. But it's about to come out. As the lawsuits are just starting and folks, it's going to be wild. I mean, just like tobacco. And the stuff we're going to learn about what they knew when they put that stuff in there, but did it anyway, it's going to blow our minds. Anyway, all that's coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.